you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Deuteronomy chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Then we turned back and set out toward the wilderness along the route of the Red Sea, as the Lord had directed me. For a long time we made our way around the hill country of Seir. Then the Lord said to me, "You have made your way around this hill country long enough. Now turn north." This was Deuteronomy 2, verse 1 through 3.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, October 31st, 2023. Joining me again in the studio are two growing dear friends. Ann Hoag, you heard a little of her faith journey and story yesterday about God being in the work of making a movement now in all of our hearts and minds in our community. But there's momentum growing as people are coming to know Jesus, as people are upset with life circumstances. Circumstances and are without hope. Well, we have that answer, and we see God through different conferences and seminars, symposiums, workshops, through radio broadcasts, through teaching, through the many pastors that are declaring his word. There's a movement going on. God wants to transform all of us, and we can be key to him returning. So let's proclaim that good news message of Jesus. Well, yesterday, a thumbnail of all the things. There was a lot of materials out on the countertop here in the studio, and Anne was all prepared to talk on a number of things, but God led her to focus on a few different things. And I wrote down, Anne, incremental, and maybe you'll say something before I ask you to introduce your friend, Pastor Liz Warnock. But why did I write down incremental, do you think?
Well, it says in Isaiah 28, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. And that is how we learn anything, just starting out learning the ABCs before we learn to read and write. And the same way with the growing in a spiritual life. You take one step at a time, and you learn a truth, and then you incorporate it into your heart, into your mind, and into your life. And so we do not need to despise the day of small beginnings. Every oak of righteousness begins as an acorn being planted. So just that encouragement of incremental.
And I kind of took it as there were so many different things we wanted to accomplish and share and talk about. And we recognized early on that we just need to focus on a couple brief things because that would be best. So if you missed a portion of yesterday's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org under the Mark and Friends tab. And if you stop by my Facebook page, Mark Burns, or Great News Radio or WLUJ Radio, you'll see a picture of these two special guests in the studio. My sisters in the Lord, they're both passionate about following Jesus and proclaiming that good news message. In fact, Pastor Liz Warnock is a part of a special gathering that's happening on November 11th. It's called the Central Illinois Regional Prayer Gathering. It's happening on Saturday, November 11th, the same day as our audience of one. But this is from 9 to 3 p.m., so it's kind of like a jump start. You go there, you enjoy, you get into the Spirit, you pray to God, you worship, and then you eat, and then you come join us in the evening at 7 o'clock. But Pastor Liz Warnock, before we talk about this special gathering called War and Water, on this Testimony Tuesday, share a little of that faith journey.
Oh, my. Brother Mark, I grew up in a church family that was a part of leadership within the church, and we've come to realize that we have been called to be priests. So I come from a family of priests. Even in this moment, as I say that, it's an honor to know that you've been marked by God and that he has established you in your times and seasons that he placed us here on the earth for a purpose. And sometimes it takes us a while to really grasp hold of what that purpose and that plan is of the Father as to why he put us in this dispensation of time. And so I grew up in a church body, grew up Pentecostal, and I'm thankful for my Pentecostal background and rooting, because they really taught me the word of the Lord. And it is so necessary to know the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is also the spirit of truth. And because I have the spirit of truth living inside of me, I don't have to become subject or prey to the spirit of deception that is so rampant in today's society right now. And so it has indeed been a journey. In my 20s, I found out, I really realized that I had a call on my life that I wasn't answering. I didn't know what the call was, but I could feel it so strongly that I had a call on my life. And since my time here in Springfield over the last 14 years, God has really begun to unveil that, what we will call a calling, but it's actually the true purpose for which we were formed and fashioned. And so I'm so thankful it's developed into knowing that I am a prophetic intercessor. I am a prophetic worshiper that sings before the Lord and move in the unctions of his voice and his call, and really at this point coming to realize that we are also children of light, like the truth of being children of light. And so as he continues to unveil who I am in him, I'm learning more about who he is as well as who I am.
And we're going to talk about in just a few minutes the War and Water Conference coming up on November 11th here in Springfield, 9 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. It seems to me, Pastor Liz, at an early age, you knew Jesus or you accepted him. Was it always personal through the early years into high school, into college? I mean, you talked a little about maybe not knowing that calling, the specific calling, but was God's word alive, living, and active from an early age?
Wow, you know, the truth is, yes, his word has been alive, living, and active in me. I have not always walked according to his word. I can recall being on the bus, third grade, and one of the congregational songs was, "I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. If anyone asks you what's the matter with me, tell them that I'm saved, I'm sanctified, I'm Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized. I have Jesus on my side and I'm running for my life." Now, at 7 years old, you really don't know what the run truly is. But I recall being on that bus singing that song, and Holy Spirit just really enveloped me. And I'm crying on the bus singing, "I'm running for my life." And, you know, and I'm 7 or 8 years old. And so that word is real. It is alive. However, I did go astray. And there were years that I lived in just total rebellion. I've actually walked in times where I've taken the grace of God for granted. Though I grew up in holiness and, you know, strict holiness, in the teachings, I heard the grace of God. And I heard, if you confess your sins, that God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And I used that as my out to do what I want to do and come back and repent. But I didn't understand that piece, that you don't take advantage of grace. And so I've had quite a journey, even studying with another religion. And in that study with that religion, I learned the holiness of God, which I had already been around, but I began to understand the holiness of God. And so I came to appreciate the holiness. And the differentiation with all of that was the acceptance of who Christ is, and knowing that we are created for his glory, and that he is supposed to be worshiped. He is supposed to be adored and honored in our lives. And so that's what brought me back into the fold. And since then, I've been dedicated to the Lord and running for him. And that's been since I was about 24 years old.
And I see there's a ring on your finger. Do you want to do a shout out for your beloved?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm very thankful for my husband, Pastor Eddie Warnick, the pastor is at Outer Park Abundant Faith Christian Center, the Outer Park campus. And so I'm thankful for my partner in the ministry, and he has definitely been such a blessing and continues to stand on the wall and proclaim the work of the cross.
Now, that reference you made about if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I love that verse, and I think about it many times. It's 1 John 1:9, and there may be somebody that's struggling today or that says, I just can't return back to God because I failed him or I failed him again. No, I want to tell you, listening friend, the Bible is clear. If we confess our sins, recognize you did wrong, he is the one that is faithful and just, and he'll forgive us our sins, and he'll cleanse us, he'll redeem us, he'll make us new. And yes, we all fall short. In fact, sometimes I think a little sin, I don't want to minimize it, but it helps us to embrace Jesus again, because suddenly if we just were perfect all the time, I think we'd get judgmental, or maybe we'd point out everyone else's flaws and forget how much we need a Savior. So, but by the grace of God, go I. And so thank you, God, for this verse, this reminder. And thank you, Liz, for a little of that testimony. But I know you're praying up this special gathering on November 11th called War and Water. It's from 9 to 3 p.m. How can people find out more about this conference, this special prayer gathering?
Absolutely. I have it listed on Facebook. I have a Facebook page under Liz Warnick, and so you'll be able to find it there. Also, Renee Jones also has it posted on her page. And so we've just been sharing it throughout the community. It's just the answer that God is giving us. We're just playing our part in the global move of what God is doing in this hour, and the mandate of the hour is prayer.
Now, if your prayers were going to be answered for this gathering on November 11th, what would it look like? How would God answer your specific prayers for this gathering?
God would activate the intercessors of our region in central Illinois to come out and be a part of this worship and prayer and the word gathering, where we're just going to immerse ourselves in the power and the might of God. Every time we do, his glory shows up and healing takes place. Angelic encounters happen. Diversity of tongues are given. I would like to see the dancers go forth, the shofars blown, the tambourines, tambourines going off, people slain in the spirit, whatever the Spirit of God wants to do, because he says if we just come boldly before him, that he's going to give us mercy. He'll give us mercy. And in that mercy is also the outpouring of his Spirit, because he's pouring out his Spirit in this hour. And so whatever it is that individuals need, whether they're strong in prayer, or they feel that call, or they haven't been around prayer enough and just want to sit in the atmosphere, I have found safety and healing and refreshing in just sitting in the atmosphere of prayer. I don't have to engage. The prayer engages me. And so we welcome anyone from the least to the greatest, and all in between, wherever you feel like you fit in. Please come be a part, and I believe that you'll be blessed.
We talked about this off air before this program, but those of us that follow Jesus, in a sense, we're royalty. We're beloved children of the King, and we don't have to grovel when we enter into a prayer time. We get to respond to a God that loves us, that cares for us. He already knows our thoughts, our needs, our requests, but he delights in hearing from us, and we are royalty. We are that priesthood as we follow Jesus. We've been grafted in. And so, listening friend, you have access to the King of Glory. You have access to the all-powerful one that created you, created the universe. He can do anything. He's sovereign. He's holy. He's righteous. He's just. But he's caring and he's merciful. But he does delight. I mean, picture that child. Say you're a parent and you love your child, and that child comes running up to you and says, Daddy or Mommy, you know, I love you, and can we do something? Of course, if it's a healthy thing, you're going to want to extend love and care and compassion. That's how God is, but so much better. He's perfect in the ways he responds. And sometimes he doesn't give us what we request because he has something better for us, or he knows the end from the beginning, and something that maybe you want at this time wouldn't be beneficial or helpful. So we do serve the sovereign God that loves us, that cares for us, and delights in when we come before him. So if that's a foreign concept, you've never prayed before to God, or you've never approached him because you see him as this sovereign, distant God, he's not like that. How would you help our listener, Pastor Liz, understand the heart of God?
Oh my. God told Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you, and I ordained you as a prophet to the nations. God knew us before he fashioned us. That's a word for each of us. And some are prophets, some may be teachers, some may be songwriters, some may be radio hosts. Mm-hmm. Whoever you are, whatever you are, and you may feel that you're insignificant, you're not insignificant. God literally placed you here in the earth, and if you're listening, you are a child of the light, and God is calling you to be a son of his, whether you're male or female. In the spirit, there is no differentiation. And so that's how intimate God is with us. He says that, I won't forget you. I've inscribed you in the palm of my hand. And he said that no one can snatch us out of his hand. And so he has a very personal relationship with us, whether we feel close to him or not. His commitment is true. And so just like the scripture that we brought up in 1 John, where it says that if we sin, that he's faithful and just. Mm-hmm. He's faithful to us even where we're unfaithful. Right. It's because of his faithfulness. And the justice of the Lord speaks to what he knows about our heart condition. And so he said, if you just turn to him, if you speak to him, if you seek him, you're going to find him. If you turn to him, he's not going to reject you. God desires us. He desires an intimate relationship with us, but we have to start somewhere, as Anne so eloquently said, just that increment, that first step. If you take a step, the master's arms are wide open, and he's like, yay, come on, I have a party to throw for you.
Yeah, another one of my favorite verses, that James 4:8, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Some versions, come near to God and he'll come near to you. And I've challenged some of my secular friends, some that just don't believe God exists. I said, challenge him. Entertain the idea that maybe he exists. I mean, I understand you don't believe that, but just entertain the idea that maybe he exists. And ask him to reveal himself. Ask him to show himself. I believe he will in various ways. Maybe it'll be when you connect because you look up into the sky and you see the stars and you think, wow, did this just evolve? Did this just happen? No, it didn't just happen. There's a designer behind it. Or you see a little child and the innocence, or nature, or animal life, or a flower, and you think, wow, that's so interesting how it's designed and fashioned and so unique. Just think about the human body and all the complexities with it, and yet it's all orderly and fashioned together. Well, there's a God behind it. Not only is there this great God behind it, but he cares for you. He designed you. You didn't just self-exist and come together and you're on this planet Earth because you somehow just became. God was in the works of bringing you together from eons of time past, and he desired to have you a part of this planet. He wants you to know his son, Jesus. Even through this broadcast, I believe he's reaching out to you if you don't know him. And for those of you that know him well, may this be a reminder that you get to go out and proclaim him to this hurting world, that Jesus saves, that it's because of what he did on our behalf, not because we are good people or we attend church or we tithe or we do good service projects. It's because of what he did on our behalf, and we have to receive that. And so both you, Sister Liz and Sister Anne, are followers of Jesus, and I'm going to ask Anne for you to close our time in prayer for that listener that maybe is on the fence. They just haven't experienced that new birth in Jesus. To the senior saint that just has to be encouraged, how about closing our time in prayer? And then also for the upcoming conference that Liz will be speaking at, the War and Water Conference that'll be on November 11th.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just come before you through the blood of the Lamb. We thank you and praise you that you are the new and living way. Lord, we pray for eyes to see and ears to hear, for both are from the Lord. Speak, Lord God, and give your people listening ears, those who know you, to draw nearer to you and know you better. And those that do not yet know you intimately, to be drawn to you. Lord God, set them free to hear your voice. Let them know the truth, and the truth set them free for your kingdom and glory. And Lord, let them also know they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let them know that full well. And I just want to sing over them in that same vein. You are valuable. Your identity is precious. And your destiny is powerful. Yes, you are valuable. Your identity is precious, and your destiny is powerful. Oh, hallelujah. And I just pray, Lord God, for the listeners, Lord God, to get connected, Lord, to the body of Christ. Lord, I thank you for this war and water, worship and prayer time, and being in the Word. Lord, would you call the people that you know are ready to come, Lord God, whether it be for an hour or all 6 hours on Saturday, November 11th, oh God. And Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, for also the evening time in Champaign, Lord God, to the audience of one. And for many others, Lord God, many other things that your body is calling people together for, even in the Decatur area for the Church on Fire encountered on November 30th through December 2nd. Lord, you are bringing movement and momentum forward for your kingdom building. And we just say glory to your holy name. Be glorified and magnified as we yield to you, Lord God, and come together more and more in unity, for that is the place where you command your blessing. And we just say hallelujah that you are doing a new work, a powerful work in Central Illinois. For your kingdom and glory, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, thank you, Anne. Thank you, Pastor Liz. And listening friend, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived so you can get some of the information on how to access this special conference coming up on November 11th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Springfield. You can stop by Pastor Liz's Facebook page, type in Liz Warnick, W-A-R-N-E-C-K, friend her, and you can find out more. I'll also be posting an image of the conference so you can learn more about it at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Ann Hogan, and Pastor Liz Warnick with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.